come back again, this time from Osama bin Laden. Aren't you just sick of hearing him bellow somewhere on Al Jazeera? That's where we start. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We'll get into that in just a second. The other big buzz across the country, of course, is healthcare, 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 and more healthcare. We have said it's official because really Sunday the deal was sealed, and then on Tuesday President Obama signed the action that would kick into the law and make it law, but ultimately still there was a Senate hurdle. So here's what it sounded like earlier in the day. This was Senator Harry Reid.
I'm certainly in no way trying to denigrate those amendments that have been offered, but, you know, we have to understand not a single one of them has been adopted. And I don't know what we're trying to accomplish here. We have listened intently. Most of the comments from our side has been from the chairman of the Finance Committee, because most of these issues deal with jurisdiction that he has. But it's very clear that there's no attempt to improve the bill. There's an attempt to destroy this bill. And we already have a law in place. It's the bill that we passed here on Christmas Eve, 2009. That is the law of this land. This is a matter to improve that.
So we move from what Harry Reid had to say, talking about way back when in Christmas, to a different take, Senator Charles Grassley.
This amendment is based largely on the extenders package that passed the House last week. It includes a 30-day extension of unemployment insurance, COBRA coverage, and the SGR Medicare physician's payment fix. It includes provisions on federal poverty guidelines, national flood insurance, satellite television, and compensation for highway programs. There is one very important difference between my amendment and the House bill. My amendment is fully offset. We can do this without adding to the deficit. I urge its passage. Reserve the balance of my time.
All right, so here's the scoop. It's all a done deal now. The fix this package was kicked back from the Senate to the House. They voted, got the votes necessary, and then the president signs this into law. You heard there Grassley talking about what he specifically wanted. This so-called compromise package would add more than $60 billion to the plan, partly by expanding insurance subsidies for middle and lower income families. Some specific things: one, you already knew about the donut hole deal, closing the Medicare prescription drug donut hole by 2020 under the current law. So, you know, Medicare just stops it all up. They stop covering drug costs after a plan and a beneficiary have spent more than $2,800 on prescription drugs, in which, you know, in some cases it can certainly exceed that. So the people who are stuck in that hole will get a $250 rebate. We talked about that already before. The threshold for imposing the Cadillac tax on expensive health care plans to some of that coverage that's valued at more than $10,000 for individuals and $27,000 for families, that tax doesn't kick in until a few years later, 2018 down the road. There's also a 3.8% Medicare payroll tax on investment income for people who make more than $200,000 and couples making more than $250,000. And here's the one you're going to like. I couldn't wait to get to this. It eliminates a special exemption for the state of Nebraska from all new Medicaid expenses, known as the Cornhusker kickback. Oh, that was so infuriating when Senator Ben Nelson got his way, wasn't it? So the federal government will instead assist every state. You hear that? Every state, by picking up 100% of the cost of expanded Medicaid coverage between 2014 and 2016, and then 90% when you go all the way up to 2020. That's good news for anybody that would be affected by that coverage. That's huge, because it was ridiculous that Nebraska was going to get that compensation and nobody else was going to get that. So, also, Senator Tom Coburn proposed that drugs for specific things like using Viagra and Cialis be limited to sex offenders. And Senator John McCain also tried to strike what they call the sweetheart deals down, like the $300 million in Medicaid funds for Louisiana. So that's, you know, it's pretty much tit-for-tat politics. I guess I could have summed that up much easier, huh? They started early in the morning, just after downing the orange juice and some coffee, rolled up their sleeves and went at it. And at the end of the day, the so-called fixes bill was approved. Here's the specific number, 220 to 207. That was the vote. Obama will sign this into law. It just makes the changes, some of the specifics I just told you, in the broader health care reform measure that Obama enacted by signing it on Tuesday. So approval by the House and the Senate concludes all this struggle over this health care reform legislation, which got no, I mean, I repeat, no GOP support in any of the major votes in either chamber going all the way back to last year. And now we're still left with the, what does it really mean? What does this mean, and when do all the things kick in? And we've talked about that now for the past week and a half, really, going back to before the vote, actually 2 weeks before that. So we know where things are going to fall, and I'm scared to death on one side of this, ultimately, what will happen to those premiums, because I don't think it's fear-mongering or GOP nonsense. I think it's real. Having insurance people on who, many of them are Democrats, some of them are Republicans, but one thing they share in common is they know how to crunch the numbers, and it's about the numbers. If you go to americatonight.net, you can click on what you missed, and you can hear one of those interviews with an insurance expert and get a better, I think, insight into what's to come down the road. All right, speaking of what's to come on America Tonight, we're going to check in with Pastor Stuart Farley. What a great guy he is. We had him on during the Haiti crisis, during that earthquake back in January. Such a giving person. And, you know, this has been his whole mission. He's been back to Haiti. He can tell us what he's seen in Haiti and what are some of the things that have to happen there, really. We know that the Haitians are going to the U.N. and asking for a bunch of money for reconstruction, and they need it. I mean, Port-au-Prince is still a wreck. It's just a couple of months later, and there are still so many people that are homeless. It seems like a lot of money rolled into Haiti, but the amount of money that you would go through with the food and the water and the search and rescue and all that other stuff, and now that everybody, not everybody, but a lot of people have certainly withdrawn, I'm wondering if the focus is off, or there's more attention than we think being paid to the people of Haiti. And as I mentioned at the top, Osama bin Laden, they couldn't help it, once again, on tape, threatening to kill Americans in a brand new message that was released on Thursday. I'll give you the specifics of that a little bit later this hour. It was 74 seconds, and as I said, it's Al Jazeera all the time. They aired it over and over and over again. It's not a surprise, but is it Memorex? Is it real? Osama bin Laden, will he ever be captured? Do you want to see this guy be captured? And the answer to that is, oh, you bet. Stay with us. The pastor coming up on the flip side.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FDP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FDP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me.
Well, we know the world was so focused on Haiti back in January, but now you still see some stories, and certainly we've talked about it on America Tonight, many of you so generously giving to the people in Haiti. But with the cameras pretty much off the scene as they were rolling constantly, you know, it's that out of sight, out of mind thing. One of the wonderful people that we talked to when this happened who gave us some great insights is Pastor Stuart Farley, and he joins us again. He is a longtime supporter of the International Missions Outreach in Haiti, and he serves on the mission's board of directors. By the way, it's one of the largest and longest standing active mission organizations in that country, in Haiti. Pastor, thanks for popping on America Tonight. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me back on.
Okay, so you've been there. Give us give us a thumbnail sketch of what you saw and what the needs are.
Well, first of all, I appreciate so much you recognizing that, you know, the cameras are gone, but the need still exists. The people of Haiti are so resilient that it's mind-boggling to me. I went down there 2 weeks ago and was there for more than a week, and the destruction that has taken place there. I mean, everywhere that I went in Port-au-Prince, it was like a war zone. I mean, every building was affected somehow. It's incredible. The number of people that this has affected is incredible. You know, we have a lot of children that we support. I personally support 10 children in Haiti through the mission program, and I got to see 8 of those kids while I was there. 4 of those children had lost their homes. Their homes had been destroyed, but they were happy. They were upbeat. It's just incredible, but it's hard to imagine the devastation. 2 of the gentlemen who went with me are contractors, and we were looking at all the buildings, and they would look at me and they would say, how do we tell people at home how bad this is? It's just incredibly bad.
So from your perspective, how incredible it is, how it's torn up Port-au-Prince, et cetera, How do you think the relief efforts are going?
Well, I mean, you know, a lot of things has happened, and there are, you know, the U.S. has really stepped up to the plate and accomplished a lot of things. They've got a lot of food there. Again, the resiliency of the people, the tent cities, the number of people who are without their homes. And, you know, here in America, we have insurance. We have a government that steps up to the plate. And even though after a period of time it begins to come back, there's no infrastructure there. There's the government there is not trying to do anything for the people. And if it wasn't for the other nations stepping up to the plate and helping, there would be nothing going on there. So, I mean, it's still all of the church organizations are doing great works there. I mean, and it's hard to even imagine how many years it will take to build back. We're working with some people trying to get together, like Habitat for Humanity, some homes that really are like a little two-room, 15 by 20 or 15 by 25 panelized homes that we can put together. It's a little bit more sturdy than a tent that would probably last 20 or 30 years there, and we're trying to get some of those kinds of things together just to help the people.
Well, Pastor, you probably would have seen this too as well in saying trying to get these homes together. Besides that and all that you saw, did you also see people struggling because a lot had lost limbs? And I know that there are doctors that are trying to get more prosthesis down to the people or across to the people in Haiti. But apparently that's bad, too, because more people are dying as a result of some of the injuries they sustained.
Yeah, they are. I've never seen as many people that had lost limbs. Mm. Of course, you know, the loss of life is incredible. There are still buildings that collapsed that they have not touched. They've, of course, you know, much of the governmental buildings, the post office had completely been removed. But so many of the buildings, there are still major edifices where they've not yet even found all the bodies. You know, we have the motel there where a couple of Americans were there. They had still not fully excavated that place, and it's just you know, again, the massiveness of how this affects so many people is just, I mean, it boggles your mind. And so people need to continue to support a lot of any of the religious organizations. Of course, I'm connected with International Missions Outreach, imohaiti.com. You can go to the website and continue to contribute there. But there are so many good organizations there from all walks of faith that are doing, they're there meeting the needs of the people. And it's, like I say, it's just the need still exists tremendously.
Your own personal mission and so many of the people that you've been able to help, Pastor, how long do you think before you can get all of, I guess for lack of a better word, your ducks in a row, get everything built and everything back to where it was? How long do you think that's going to take?
Well, we estimate that the mission that we're involved in has had about what we would call a 20-year setback. Now, on the compound itself, we've restored those buildings back. And we had constructed those well, and so we were in good shape. The homes of the pastors we have, of the 13 employees that we had on the compound, 11 of those lost their homes. And of course, we hope to get those in the next year. We hope to set a program in place that will get those homes back. We have, you know, we've educated about 8,000 pastors through the years on the island. And those pastors, some of them, you know, haven't been affected in the outer lying areas, but right there from Carfu to Port-au-Prince in that immediate area where the earthquake was so devastating, it's going to take us 5 to 10 years to restore those that we are affiliated with. And we recognize that. We have about 10 church buildings that have been affected and 8 schools that have been affected, and some of that is minor work, but some of those are going to have to be completely tore down and rebuilt, because the fear of the people of going back in the buildings because of all the aftershocks is another issue that's just been a major trauma thing there. You know, but again, the thing that just amazed me is how upbeat the people were. I went to a church and they were just glad to see you and just glad that you were there. And they just, even though they'd, like I say, had lost their homes, they were still, resilient. They were just positive. It was encouraging to me to just see, how resilient those people were and how upbeat they were.
Yeah, boy, terrific stuff that you're doing and trying to keep that awareness level up. Is that your biggest fear, that the awareness continues to go down and then the money won't pour in that's certainly needed to help the people of Haiti?
That's exactly right. I mean, they have no way of rebuilding themselves. And unless we as a nation or other countries around the world continue to just support and do, it'll take 15 to 20 years for them to rebuild. We're hoping and of course praying and believing that people will continue to support, that work teams will continue to go down there, and groups will continue to support and rebuild. You know, we have a great program here in the U.S. called Habitat for Humanity that's trying to put everybody in a decent home here in the U.S. And that's what we're trying to do, is to not only affect the, major organizations there, but the people themselves are going to need some help, just like we do here with Habitat for Humanity and other humanitarian organizations that feed and take care of the people.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. And tell everybody again the website so we can all go to that website.
Okay, it's imohaiti.com, IMO, the letters, and then Haiti, HAITI.com. And you'll see Haiti Relief. And if you go there and contribute anything, the missionaries there do not receive a salary from the missions. 100% of everything you go give immediately goes there, and every effort is being made to rebuild and restore. We're having a fundraiser at our church this weekend called Pasta with a Purpose, where we're raising money again to continue to go. Our congregation has already given over $50,000, and my goal is to, at least in the next 2 months, to raise another $50,000 to continue to go and
get the people over there and keep raising that awareness. Pastor, thanks so much for the good work. Hang with us, everybody.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract works by gently scouring the plaque from arteries, reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level. Details at hbextract.com.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural alternative treatment for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent independent, all about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hey, it's finally the weekend, and for those of you who aren't working three jobs, or maybe you're working three jobs, but you actually have a day or two off, maybe you're catching a flick. We're going to go to the movies here in just a minute. And then coming up in our next segment, our final segment this hour, we do birthdays this day in history and news you can abuse. It's sure to get a giggle, I'm sure, out of you. And birthday-wise, you know Keira Knightley, who's the brunette part of that whole Pirates of the Caribbean, the damsel in distress. I guess she's Elizabeth Swann in those pirate movies. She is so, I didn't realize she's only 25 years old. When did she start acting? When she was 5? So, also celebrating a birthday, Diana Ross, Bob Woodward, Martin Short. Very funny guy, Martin Short, from his Saturday Night Live days. And now he's playing a serious role on a show called Damages, where he's a nasty attorney showing his versatility. Anyway, we'll get to the birthdays and some of the other fun stuff coming up round the bend. But before we do that, you might have a couple of bucks in your old pocket. You might want to actually get out there and see a movie just to chill this weekend. Alice in Wonderland, huge the box office, Johnny Depp and Tim Burton. Actually, Rick in Illinois asked what my trip was like in New York, and one of the things that it was chaotic in some senses because of personal things, but the one thing I did get to do for people listening on the East Coast, like in Connecticut and stuff, at the Modern Museum of Art, they have an exhibit that's all about Tim Burton, and it's incredible. And you know the Tim Burton movies. He did a Batman. He's Alice in Wonderland. Just a slew of movies. Edward Scissorhands, to name a few. And if you go to the exhibit, it's about when he was a kid, his drawings, and as a teenager, and the genius that is Tim Burton, I think, you could see in him as a kid. He grew up in Burbank and designed a poster that won the best poster for the firehouse or something, and they printed it all over Los Angeles, and he just had that gift and as a really young kid. It's one of the neatest things I think I've ever seen anywhere. If you have kids, because it's all those like monster things, it's pretty neat. Some people still haven't seen Avatar. I think they're going to milk every last dime out of everybody's pocket to just in case someone hasn't seen it. It's not going to video anytime soon, so it's still out there. The flubbed movie Green Zone has only been open, I think, a week or so. Earlier in the week, we had Andrew Clavin on, the screenwriter, who just had another book optioned for a movie, and he talked about what a bomb Green Zone was. Shutter Island was expected to be a huge hit, and it's made some decent money at the box office, but not the kind of money I think they thought it would make. So this time around, we have movies that you might not have heard of. You may see a trailer or two starting to pop up. You know, you never know what's going to strike America's fancy. And I think these overpaid, pompous studio heads sometimes, they don't know really what we want. Kind of similarity to what the people in Washington do, I think. But anyway, I really believe people want a good comedy, a good thriller, a good story. How about that? Start with a good storytelling. And there have been some decent movies, but nothing, I don't know, just nothing incredible to me so far that has jumped up and really bit me in the last 3 months, in the start of, let's just call it the start of the new year. So this fair is a little bit different. The three movies I picked out include this one that has gotten a little bit of international buzz. I'll let you hear the trailer, and then I'll tell you what it's about. It's called Godspeed.
These are not the hands of God. These are the hands of a man. But when you make them into a fist, and those knuckles get white, and it feels like the skin is going to tear off, then we can get a little closer to God.
Do you believe I want to help you? Do you believe you can be healed?
Yes. Yes, I do.
You're the one that started drinking again. This is our life. There's nothing more to it.
Do the stars belong to God? Are they his eyes? Is that how he sees us?
Can think what they want. What's done is done.
No one deserved to lose a family the way you did.
You don't remember me, do you?
My mom was pretty sick. My dad thought maybe you could.
He thought I could help. Why are you here, Sarah? You running from something?
But I do know a new world can't begin without a new word. Everything you thought you knew, everything that you believed in, that all has to go away.
So here's what the deal is. Charlie Shepard is a faith healer in modern times. His son and wife are murdered, so he has a listless existence. He ends up moving through the days like a shadow. He meets a mysterious girl. She's looking for him, and she's asking for help because she's worried about her own grief-stricken parent. The good news is it's a thriller. It's an hour and 38 minutes, so you throw in the time to get the popcorn or sneak the popcorn in, and also the time to go through the trailers if you get there early. And it's a quick flick. It could be interesting. No big names. Got a lot of praise in the international film community. Next, we move to a kids movie. This would be a good movie to take your grandkids, your children, young children. And if you like animation, it looked pretty good to me. It's called How to Train Your Dragon.
Welcome to Dragon Training. Today, you will learn to fight dragons.
Pain. Love it.
Let's get started.
You should come by sometime to work out. You look like you work out.
I guess it's just you and me, huh?
No, just you.
Huh?
Focus, Hiccup!
Can I transfer to the class with the cool Vikings?
Whoa.
Has anyone ever tried to train a dragon?
No one's ever left to tell the tale.
It's okay. I'm not gonna hurt you.
Let's see if this works. We're gonna take this nice and slow. Come on, buddy. Come on, buddy.
Okay, it's 3D, which is big time now. Everything seems to be 3D. It's probably going to be a pretty big hit. And it's about a, you know, training a dragon, a Viking teenager who is trained to fight dragon encounters, and he befriends one of the flying fire breathers. You might recognize some of the voices like America Ferrera or Gerard Butler, Craig Ferguson, who I think is hilarious. He's a late-night talk show host, couldn't be more Scottish. You could clearly in the beginning hear his accent. Kristen Wiig, you might know her from her imitations on Saturday Night Live, and you know, it's the voices that you've heard before. We move from animation to something that will make men think twice, a little bit like Fatal Attraction, maybe women too. It's called Chloe.
Did you find that waitress sexy?
Which one?
The one you were flirting with.
Oh, come on. I was being friendly.
That the music was a big hint, and this is being dubbed a art foreign thriller remake, Chloe, and this is this successful doctor. She's questioning whether her husband is being unfaithful. You could hear it there. Sets him up with the, pretty much the hot girl to try to seduce him, named Chloe. And what woman is doing that anyway? It doesn't turn out so well for the doctor in question, Catherine. So this is an hour and 36 minutes, give or take. That's a good thing because you're not going to be in the theater for 3 hours. It's definitely RRR, strong content, and it's got a lot of well-known people that are starring in it, including Amanda Siegfried, who's very hot, and Liam Neeson. You can hear his familiar voice in it, and Julianna Moore in it as well. Coming back, we have birthdays this day in history and some of that news you can abuse.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How would you like to own a pair of the most unique gloves in the world? Call right now at 877-552-5206. The only glove that improves your grip and is so touch sensitive it feels like you have nothing on. Call right now at 877-552-5206. MaxFit Gloves by O'Neill Innovations introduces a new scientific breakthrough on thin glove technology with a glove that is so unique, we are offering this limited radio promotion a $40 value for four pairs of the famous MaxFit gloves for only $19.95. That's right, four pairs of MaxFit gloves, but you gotta act right now. 877-552-5206. For more information, go to MaxFitGloves.com. That's MaxFitGloves.com. Or call right now at 877-552-5206 for this limited radio promotion.
Make sure hands go.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Right into some of that news you can abuse. From Chattanooga, Tennessee, a dog attacks two police cars. He's been sentenced to obedience and canine good citizen classes. Yeah, Winston, he's a little old mixed breed, is going to have to wear a tag that says he is potentially dangerous. The judge ruled that charges against Winston's owner will be dismissed if the classes are successfully completed. As an owner of a dog for the past year, and many of you have followed that saga with me, that can be difficult. You know, animals are headstrong too, and I know the obedience school thing is important, and you train them and all that other sort of stuff, and it's true. But, you know, some dogs are not that trainable. Perhaps Winston is one of those dogs. I guess they'll find out when he goes through the obedience school thing. We move from the dog and the sentence to New Britain, Connecticut. $500,000 is coming between definitely two elderly sisters. The sisters in question are Teresa Skokatis and her sister Rose. And what's happening is Teresa is suing Rose for her share of $500,000 of that Powerball jackpot that their brother won in 2005. She had a written contract, Teresa did, with her sister to split the winnings from the lotteries and casino games they often played together. You know where this is going. But Rose's lawyer says the contract ended when the sisters had a falling out before the Powerball ticket was even bought. Wow. So what do you have that agreement? For the rest of our lives, when we gamble, you get half and I get half, okay? Then we have this big falling out. Forget about it. It's null and void. They make for interesting family reunions. Both of these women, by the way, are in their 80s. London, I love this. How many people have been in a hospital gown waiting for a doctor, waiting for whatever you're waiting for, and you're freezing and you're exposed because it's open. You're open in the back. They've made movies where it's a joke because you can see everything, the junk in the trunk. So a new hospital gown is cool. And instead of that peekaboo thing, they've got, and this is in London, they have snaps down the side so it doesn't pop open at the worst possible moments. Another gown they designed has a pouch for a cell phone. I love that. It also comes with a fleece blanket. The designer says hospital patients are at their very lowest. They are very depressed. And a better gown could help them feel more confident. The Labour government has promised to get the designs in hospitals across England next year if it wins a national election this spring. That's good, because it's true. People go to the hospital, and they are afraid. They're getting surgery. Whether it's something large or something small, it's the same common denominator. Really, nobody really wants to be there. And the cheesy little gowns that fall open, it is tough. So good for the people in London. I bet they'll be a big hit. We go to Florida. A Florida man is going to prison for trying to break into jail. What was he thinking? A judge sentenced Sylvester Giles of Coco to 15 years in prison. That's a big one. He was convicted of trying to climb a 12-foot fence at the detention center in Brevard County. He had just been released a week earlier after accepting a plea deal on a manslaughter charge. He begged jail officials to take him back into custody, saying he feared retaliation from the victim's family. Wow. They said they couldn't take him in and told him to file a police report. Oh, right, because everybody's going to be concerned about him. Manslaughter charge, you get it. So he's so desperate, he decides, I'm just gonna break into prison, and you get 15 years for that. Woo. Imagine getting a hole in one when you're golfing. How about two holes in one? I mean, it's tough to get one. Two golfers in the same foursome, no less, at a San Diego country club scored back-to-back holes in one on the same hole. You know what the odds are for that? You know, 1 in 17 million, something like that. So Charles T. White aced the ninth hole. Fellow player Kitty Tinker aced it again. The player's reaction, disbelief. The club gives players a round of free drinks for each hole in one, so they got two. Hey, nobody had to spend any money at the 19th green. That's a good thing. We go to Palm Springs, California. The city is thinking of putting seniors next door to nudists. The city's Architectural Advisory Committee has recommended approval of an assisted living facility right next door to a nudist hotel. The architect says palm trees are going to block the seniors' view of the hotel grounds. Besides, half of them can't see and their glasses are dirty. You'd be surprised what they could see. And finally, in news you can abuse, Colorado, that's where we head. The thieves didn't get caught with drugs or electronics. They stole baby formula. They're accused of stealing more than $20,000 worth of the stuff from stores, and then selling it at a discount. The ringleaders knew they were caught, so they just pled guilty. They're going to be sentenced along with seven others in May. Prosecutors say the group used the money they made for daily living expenses, gambling, and illegal drugs. $20,000, that's pretty good. You know, whatever you have to do on the black market, and that's what they had to do, and I guarantee you, with the expense of that, they absolutely had people that were willing to purchase their product, let's say. How about this day in history? It's always fun to take a look back at things that have happened in the past, I think, and were there lessons learned or not, or just, you know, simply observing some key things that happened. And when we do that this time around, we come across we come across some interesting things. And here it is, March 26th. We've already gone through St. Patrick's Day. We're heading into Easter for some who celebrate Easter or Passover. Well, on this very day in 1936, the first telescope with a 200-inch diameter reflecting mirror was shipped from Corning, New York to the Mount Palomar Observatory in California. The lens of the Hale telescope weighed 20 tons. Ooh, it was dedicated in 1948. That was an incredible telescope for its day, no doubt. In fact, the Hale telescope is one of the most widely used scientific telescopes on the planet. It looks at other planets and beyond. So it was amazing in its day, and it still is pretty amazing. 1953, Dr. Jonas Salk announced a new vaccine to prevent poliomyelitis. You know, he's got a famous name, Salk. Think of what else he invented. I know you know what I'm talking about. Polio. 1956, Red Buttons made his debut as a TV actor in a presentation of Studio One on CBS television. Also, back in this day in history, in 71, William Conrad starred as Cannon on a very big hit show on CBS. In 72, the Lakers broke a national basketball record by winning 69 of 82 games. And finally, 1975, Tommy, the film based on the rock opera by the group The Who, premiered in London. Quickly, let's scurry on to birthdays and see if you recognize any of the birthdays taking place this day. You might recognize some of them. March 26th, Amy Smart, 34 years old, actress, pretty funny in a lot of the roles. She was in a movie called Rat Race that I actually thought was funny. Keira Knightley, I mentioned her before. She's a tad younger than Amy. She's 25 years old. Kenny Chesney, 42 years old, country singer. First single was Whatever It Takes, and the rest is history. Marcus Allen, does he need an introduction for you sports fans? Kansas City Chiefs running back, CBS color commentator now. How about Martin Short? I mentioned him before. It's a milestone birthday for him, 60. He's a comic. He's starring Clifford, Saturday Night Live. Vicki Lawrence, The Carol Burnett Show. She is 61 years old. Back in the day, that was a pretty big show. Steven Tyler, lead singer for Aerosmith, father of Liv Tyler, 62 years old. Diana Ross, the Motown singer with the Supremes, 66 years old. Bob Woodward, I know everybody knows Bob Woodward, right? Washington Post reporter broke the Watergate story, 67 years old. James Caan, I think he's funny, 71 years old. He was Sonny Corleone. In The Godfather, Alan Arkin, 76 years old. Leonard Nimoy is 79. If you're celebrating a birthday, happy, happy birthday to you. Make somebody else take you out to lunch or dinner and pick up the tab. Thanks to Donovan Madsen for his fine work on the technicals. Have a good one, everyone.